Arkansas court could force Hunter to reveal anonymous artwork buyers. By Wendell Hussebo on January 6, 2023. An Arkansas court could force Hunter Biden to reveal the anonymous buyers of his artwork, according to court documents. Hunter has been working with a well-connected Chinese art dealer, Georges Burgess, to sell paintings to anonymous buyers for up to $500,000. Hunter has reportedly sold at least five pieces of art for $75,000 each. One of his reported paintings hangs in First Lady Jill Biden's White House office. The sales raise concerns that Hunter is peddling influence to President Joe Biden through anonymous sales. Representative James Comer, RKY, told Breitbart News he believes Chinese officials have purchased Hunter's art. Hunter might have to reveal who has bought his art because child support payments are being renegotiated between Hunter and the mother of Hunter's illegitimate child. The mother of Hunter's biological son formally requested the Biden scion disclose his art transactions. Child support is often calculated based on the income of both parents. The plaintiff asked for detailed information about the defendant's works of art and the purchasers of the same. The mother's attorney petitioned the court on December 27. If Hunter sold paintings worth hundreds of thousands, Hunter's former request to reduce child support payments could conflict with his substantial art sales. It is likely Hunter is fighting the claim amid his additional legal trouble with the DOJ and congressional probes. Legal experts estimate Hunter's legal costs for fighting both institutions could amount to up to $100,000 per month. It is not known how Hunter can afford such fees month after month. Adam Thompson, a prominent artist from Miami, told Breitbart News he believes Hunter's art has been sold to anonymous buyers who want to influence the White House. If someone genuinely wanted art like Hunter's, they could go to any rehab facility in the U.S. that does art therapy and find something of equal or higher quality, Thompson said. The only value beyond that is the bribe, and only a truly disgusting and corrupt person would display that in their home. The White House has previously defended Hunter's art scheme. I can tell you that after careful consideration, a system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards, former Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated. He has the right to pursue an artistic career just like any child of the president has the right to pursue a career. The art market is known for corruption. A Senate subcommittee report detailed in 2020 how the art market serves as a vehicle for money laundering. House Republicans are investigating Hunter for money laundering, wire fraud, and tax evasion. The subcommittee's investigation uncovered a complex set of facts involving shell companies with hidden owners, intermediaries who mask purchasers and sellers, and lax money laundering safeguards in the U.S. art industry, the report stated. Secrecy, anonymity, and a lack of regulation create an environment ripe for laundering money and evading sanctions. In 2021, Hunter has defended his art scheme as legitimate. Fuck 'em. Look, man, Hunter Biden said on the Nota Bene podcast. The value of an artist's work is not necessarily determined by the price. But the price is completely subjective. It has nothing to do with anything other than, you know, the moment. Like, you know, Hunter tried to explain. Taping a banana to the wall, but, it means something, and it meant something to someone. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.